Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. Whether this is your first time or you're an established music genius, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on the challenge by yourself or stir up some competition. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 80s, Count Me In, and Naughty's Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are teleporting back to the bright colours and big hair. Yep, it's the hits of the 80s. There's 1 point up for grabs for each correct answer. Let's get straight into it. Question 1. Coated in Pink, which 1985 hit by Madonna saw her recreating a classic scene from Marilyn Monroe in the music video? Question 2. AC/DC's 1981 hit Back in Black was written as a tribute to which singer? Question 3. UB40 scored a big hit in 1983 with a cover of what alcoholic Neil Diamond track? Question 4. Which 1984 single by Tina Turner was a major comeback hit, sending her to number 1 and earning her 3 Grammy Awards? Question 5. One of the first hip-hop chart hits was the 1988 track from N.W.A. titled Straight Outta Wear. That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Count Me In. You will receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which mention a number somewhere in their title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here we go. Question 6. A 2019 number 1 hit by Ariana Grande that interpolates My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. Question 7. A 2009 number 1 hit by Britney Spears, which refers to Peter, Paul, and Mary in the lyrics. Question 8. A 1998 hit by Bare Naked Ladies, with rapid fire verses notoriously difficult to sing along to. Question 9. A 2003 hit by The White Stripes, well known for its guitar riff and trippy music video. Question 10. A cowboy-themed 1997 dance pop hit from British group Steps, which had an accompanying dance routine. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Naughty's Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear some lyrics from the chorus of a hit song from the 2000s. The catch is, it's being read aloud by a different voice than normal. See if you can identify the song from the chorus lyrics alone. Give yourself 1 point if you get the song correct, and another point if you know the artist who sang the song. Feel free to go back and listen more than once if you need to. Here they are. Question 11.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach?
Question 12.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
Question 13.
But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. But now it's time to go. Curtain's finally closing.
Question 14.
Take me on a trip. I'd like to go. Someday, take me to New York. I'd love to see LA.
Question 15.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'm a fight. Till we see the sunlight.
That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time for the answers that you have been waiting for, starting with round one, those hits of the 1980s. Question one. Material Girl. Madonna recreated the look from Marilyn's 1953 film, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Question two. Bon Scott. The former lead singer of AC/DC. Back in Black was written by their new singer, Brian Johnson, under the instruction of the band to make a tribute that wasn't so morbid. Question 3. Red Red Wine was the hit for UB40. Question 4. What's Love Got to Do with It? It would eventually become Tina Turner's biggest chart hit and signature song. Question 5. Straight Outta Compton. It served as the lead single and album title for rap group NWA. It would also later become the title of a hit film in 2015. Continuing on to round 2, Count Me In. We were looking for hit songs that featured a number somewhere in the title. Here they are. Question 6. Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. Question 7. 3 by Britney Spears. Question 8. 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies. Question 9. Seven Nation Army by The White Stripes. And question 10 was 5 6 7 8 by Steps. For our final round today, you were trying to correctly guess the Naughty's hit from the chorus lyrics alone. Remember, you can get 1 point for a correct song title, and another point if you correctly guess the artist. Question 11. That was Where Is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. Question 12. we had I Miss You by Blink-182. Question 13 is Take a Bow by Rihanna. Question 14, that was American Boy by Estelle. And finally, question 15, those were lyrics of TikTok by Kesha. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.